This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. It's hour number three of the GBAC Nation. We go to the podium where Mike McCarthy's press conference continues.
Opportunities, because, you know, right now we don't know much about either one of them. You know, Laram's been with us, and, you know, it's nice to see him get a full opportunity this time, and I definitely want to make sure he gets that. So, and, you know, but I think we all understand that, you know, we're going to stay this way. So, I mean, this is something you'll see, you know, all the way through this week and next week. Yeah, definitely. There's a little bit of a earning that goes on for timing, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, so much of camp, you know, as far as the number of reps you have, is getting the right time clock. So, hey, Dak's on a pitch count too. So, I mean, he's only going to throw the ball so many times. So, I mean, it just, you know, we're in touch with that, and I definitely would pay attention to it.
One more.
Tristan? Well, I thought he was extremely active today. I think the line movement. We had a lot of it today defensively, and, you know, and I think that really plays well for him too. So it clearly looks like he's back from the injury. So I thought during the off-season program he had some, you know, ups and downs because of the knee, but so far so good. Looks good.
All right.
Back on the receiver thing real quick. The timing of the injury and the fact that those guys – might not miss a ton of games. How much does that factor into the decision making right now?
It's really too early. I mean, you know, I understand all the conversations and all the different ways at the 53 to address that, but we got a lot of work to do between now and then, and we got a lot of young guys that will, in my opinion, will take advantage of this opportunity.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. There it is, the Mike McCarthy press conference here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Jerry Jones is going to join us here in just a minute. That was the introduction of Tad Carper, which is effectively Rich Dalrymple's replacement. He will be, you know, heading up all of that type of stuff when it comes to the Cowboys and media relations and handling Mike McCarthy and various people around these press conference hits, asking reporters to identify themselves. So a little bit of a change, and maybe a welcome change for a lot of you in the audience who are always wondering who's asking these questions. Talking about the wide receivers there at the end was a very interesting question from the gentleman from the Associated Press, Skylar Dixon. Is the timing of the return potentially of Gallup or Washington having a bearing on the Cowboys' decision to not bring in another wide receiver? You know, when Dak was out, it was like 6 weeks. These fifth metatarsals can be 7-8 weeks. Who knows when Gallup's going to come back? But whatever the case, Mike McCarthy said it's too early. Right now, the Cowboys have decided they are not going to pursue adding another wide receiver. So a lot of questions are going to be asked about that here in the moments and the days to come, as Jerry Jones is set to join us here. The tight end Jake Ferguson injured his hammy early in practice, did not return. Jabril Cox dinged his knee, so he did not practice. Those aren't considered big ones right now, though, are they?
Not right now. I'll follow back up. Jeremy Sprinkle also dealing with an Achilles is what they said. So they're kind of the thing with Cox, they're going to be, the word I heard was cautious. So probably not a situation where they're happy to have him be in practice and all that. I didn't get the feeling that was anything serious, but I will check on the other ones for sure.
That was a good Noah Brown endorsement, I believe, you know, talking about the fact that he's lost some weight, he's having his best camp, and is a primary special teams guy. So, and then with the kickers, Mike McCarthy saying they're hitting the ball better, they're going to keep them competing in the early portion of practices. As, yes, here he is, the man himself, Jerry Jones, sitting down with us now on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, on the On Time Experts air conditioning, heating, and plumbing hot seats. and a good afternoon to you, Mr. Jones. Thanks for joining us here once again on 105 Through the Fan. It's always good to see you. How you doing?
Well, it's good to be. I see a familiar face over there, Brian, as well as a familiar voice and here, and it's great to be here. And I've had a chance to visit with two or three groups while I've been out here. And when I'm in a situation or just around regular life, I always like to look and see if the comments about individuals coming from their mouths, if it just makes logical sense. And then I know what I may be dealing with there, whether it's a dumbass or whether it's somebody that's got a little deal about it.
Were you yelling? Were you pointing at me
I was looking at Brian.
You were looking at me, calling me a dumbass. I knew that was happening.
But I sure tried this evaluation on you many times, Brian, when you were around.
I think we're ready to get evaluated.
Now, do I think this makes sense? Well, I told our team the other day when I addressed them, I said, all you got to do is walk out here. And I'll tell you one thing. When you realize what the other 31 teams are practicing in and you see where we are, we don't have that DM. And matter of fact, we may start right there with being a little sharper. This is an advantage to just have the atmosphere, much less the physical aspect of it out here at Oxnard.
Thanks for bringing us out here all these years. If you don't know, these are our two newest additions to our team, Woolchuck and Chiafalo. This is their first camp. They're having the time of their lives.
Well, it's great to see you here. We have that in common. I really put my days here at these camps over these years, as well as right now. I really think it may be the highlight of my year. To get to spend the time out here, to get to relax. I do a lot of things while I'm out here. But, boy, this just seems like you're cheating.
Oh, no, you ain't kidding. Yeah, we're feeling like $1 million, a couple of rookies out here. I do want to say thank you, by the way, for the incredible accommodations with those porta-johns.
Oh.
That was one of the first things we noticed. These are the nicest porta-johns we've ever come across in our lives, and we wanted to make sure we personally said thank you for that. So thank you, Jerry. Do you have any advice for two rookies on their first time
at camp? As to the porta-johns, just remember it costs just a little more to go first class.
No kidding. We walked in there, we saw the hardwood floors. I was blown away.
Like, wow, this is special, man. This is special. But any advice for a couple of rookies, man?
Well, I was giving you some right there, but I would say this, let the feeling you've got expand your aggressive, your enthusiasm, your zest for what you're doing. Because you happen to be doing things here and what you do as a profession that people can hear your body language. They can hear your enthusiasm. And they can hear it with your pauses, or they can hear it with your excitement. So let this rub off on you, and it'll rub off on them. We'll let everybody have a little of this Oxnard feel.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what makes you so confident that you don't need to go find another wide receiver? Let's do a little football here, and that's amongst the news items.
Well, confident may not be the word, but but what is the word is that I really do know that there is progress stopping in everything. And this does give this group, who've yesterday have certainly shown spurts or shown plays that they deserve to stay in consideration. And so we really need to look to, first of all, that's what we've got in hand, is this group of receivers. And we've got some receivers that have shown they can do some good things and are doing more things today than they did yesterday. And so Tolbert leads the list of the young ones that I'm talking about. Let's give these guys a chance. I don't want to be out here pushing, be aggressive as far as going outside, looking at what may be available on the that are free agents right now or otherwise. So I don't think it's urgent at all. I think we've got a lot of ways to throw the ball and a lot of people that can get it. And possibly that could do good. Maybe it'll cause more balls to go Lamb's way. Maybe that ought to be done. Sometimes when he's not necessarily the right guy to go to because of the coverage, maybe that'll cause another ball to go his way. Why not?
I like it.
Jerry, the thing that with Pollard, and is, you know, we sit here and scream on the radio and we deal with the fans and stuff like that. Do you feel like that Pollard, has he been wasted a little bit in your eyes, or is it something that now you see that sense of urgency to get involved because you've seen him as a playmaker?
Well, I think waste, what would you have, and I'm not taking issue with what you're saying, but I feel good every time he's got the ball.
Yes, sir. But maybe
I feel
more?
Like something's going to happen. I think the opposing team by now absolutely yes. know they better defend him because he'll get away on you. And so I'm just excited about that. And hopefully by having the use at the level it's been, then he's stepped up here and he's in his prime. We haven't, of course, overused him, haven't worn him out. He hadn't been injured. And here he is, seasoned. He's a veteran player. We all know you're better if you can go through this period of time. So I'm drawing it out here. But, no, I can't say that, like I say when I think of not having reached a Super Bowl, and as long as it's been, what a waste to have had Romo here and not got to touch a Super Bowl. Now, that is wistful, and that hurts to think about that. Pollard is not yet. In that category, we've got a lot ahead of us with Pollard, and we do need to get him the ball. He's going to be a very effective part of our plan, and I'll assure you we will use him more.
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones with us here on 105.3 The Phone, 105.3 The Fan, excuse me. How much more of that is as a receiver for Tony Pollard? You mentioned CeeDee Lamb, Dalton Schultz, and Pollard as big reasons why you don't want to go out and maybe bring in a receiver right now. Would you like to see him used as more of a receiver?
Well, are we counting our out-of-the-backfield throws and sweeps and screens? And I mean, the throw and the sweep. That, to me, is the ideal way to maximize getting the ball to him cleanly. So that he can do what? Tuck it and do his thing and go. I don't have a lot of experience. We don't. But I don't have the vision of him going up and making the catches in the middle and going up on the sideline down the field and those kinds of things. And frankly, let's be candid, he hasn't spent a lot of his career preparing himself to do that.
Right.
So where I see his receiving, could he do crossing routes up a storm? I think he's got the kind of hands. Make no mistake, he can really catch the ball.
Now, Jerry, we're out here together. We're doing some team bonding the same way that your team is right now. We're rooming together in hotels, having some fun stuff that way. A guy who makes his own hotel bed every morning, is that – how would you describe – is that normal behavior where you're doing the full-on tuck, or is that like borderline serial killer behavior?
Well, I had a father that was so neat, and I call that neat. By the way, no one, even I used to travel with him. We got to work together when I first got out of college, and we traveled around like traveling salesmen. Mm-hmm. And, man, I'm telling you, I didn't even see him. We shared room. I didn't even see him until he was ready to have his picture taken. But he was that much, and he would go in behind my mama in the kitchen. And when she was flowering and doing that kind of thing, he'd be taking the cloth and cleaning the flower up around us, what have you. It caused me to do the opposite. Not really.
I'll be a slob with you, Jerry.
I'm somewhere in between that. But he was the proverbial man in my life all the way. And so I've seen some guys that tuck that bed in and do it right that can really get your attention.
It's amazing.
Jerry, we always love getting a chance to get your thoughts on football and your stories. You never disappoint. So thank you so much. We understand you got to go.
Well, while I got you here, I just want to tell you guys what you mean to the team, what you mean to football, and it's a big deal. I initially, I guess, about the time, 89, 90, you had it. It seemed like it was kind of really starting early in Dallas for it. But what your way of involving fans and sports, as well as certainly from the Dallas Cowboys, It's been a big part. People, I see where the Cowboys are worth a lot of money. I see where we have all this viewership. I'll tell you right now, your listeners and the way you portray the game and all the guys you do, my hat's off to you, and we wouldn't be here without you.
Well, it's an honor to do it, man. It really is. We love it, and we look forward to chatting with you every Monday and Friday here throughout the season. Thank you so much, Mr. 7.64. Congrats on that, by the way.
Thank you, sir. Number one
in the world, Dallas Cowboys.
Listen, do you know what I'd do to trade that for the right first down?
I hear you.
The right score at the right time and
get a
whole bunch of it for a few of those.
Well, let's get both of them. How's that sound?
How about that? There he goes. Both.
Jerry, we're pulling for it. Yeah. Hey, both should get answered.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. There he goes on the On-Time Experts Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing Hot Seat. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones with you on 105 through the Fan. We're going to stay right here because Dak Prescott's – oh, there he is.
Number four, look at that.
A historic moment here on your home of the Cowboys. Jerry Jones and Dak Prescott back-to-back here on 105.3 The Fan, going into his seventh season as Cowboys starting quarterback. Dak Prescott, and, well, you look great, man. Congratulations. How you doing?
I appreciate you. Thank you guys for having me. I'm doing well. Obviously, got some great weather out here in Oxnard, and just trying to get better each and every day that we take this field.
Okay, yes, Dak, I just had my first interaction with Jerry Jones there.
That was special.
You know, I got to say, I think it was going strong until I went with Cowboys owner Jerry Jones joining us here on 105.3 The Fan, and I completely fumbled 105.3 The Fan. I don't even know what I said in the moment.
It was word vomit.
It's a stutter. I think I went with the phone. It was absolutely terrible. Have you had an embarrassing moment in front of Jerry like that, and is there any recovery?
Nah, I don't know if I've had.
He's cool, calm, and collected all the time, won't you?
Yeah, I mean, there's been some of those defensive linemen are a lot more scarier to me. So, you know, but I can understand why you would fumble. I mean, he's an important guy, right?
Oh, no.
So,
dang right he is.
Yeah, I'm sure he forgave you.
He was very gracious. Jerry was very gracious. Who's the defensive lineman that you look at and you're like, oh, snap, here we go. Is it Aaron Donald? Is that the no-brainer answer?
I mean, he's definitely probably the best right now. But I'll tell you, when I look across the defensive line here at practice, I'm glad that Michael Parsons is on my team, DeMarcus Lawrence, and a bunch of those guys. Neville Gallimore. So, we've got some scary guys ourselves.
We got some dogs.
Yes, indeed. And you have some good young wide receivers on this team. Jerry Jones saying last hour that the team's not looking to add another one. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like these guys are stepping up and you're good to go with the group?
Yeah, no, I'm good to go with this group. Obviously, I mean, I haven't been a part of that department and bringing guys in at any point of my career. When that time comes, if we get there, you know, I'm sure that'll be well thought out in a private conversation. However, but we've got some really, really talented young guys, some guys that are coming in, whether they're undrafted, whether they're drafted in the third round, whether they're just second year guys that haven't got a chance to be on the field. They're making plays out here early. They really, really care. They're locked into the details. And, I feel very comfortable with what we've got and where we're going and with the group being led by CD and obviously Michael Gallup when he comes back.
Okay, speaking of private conversations, you had the funny moment with Chill and during the press conference a few days ago, and then you got a question about a contract, and they keep writing about it. And I thought we were going to get a break from talking about this, but it's out there already. Is that something that is interesting to you, or are you trying to block that out? Or what's Dak's thought right now on another contract just 1 year later?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything besides that question, honestly, in the press conference. So I really don't even really know where you're coming from or what's being said beyond that. Not any of my worries. Just focused on this team, what I can do to help this team. Money has never been a motivation factor to me. It's never been any part of the reason I played this game. So those thoughts never come in my head, and that's why I said it wouldn't happen until there was conversations that happened personally with me, and I don't see those happening right now.
Dak, is it fair or unfair that this fan base expects you to carry this team?
I mean, not necessarily, I guess. When you sign up to play this position, as I said last week, you know what comes with it. And you know when you're playing quarterback for this organization, the great ones that have played before you and what the standard is. So not at all. As I said, I feel like we get too much credit sometimes when we win, so we're going to take the credit when we lose as well. So it's all fine with me. It's part of playing this game. I embrace it. There's no pressure with it. It's a standard and expectation, and I feel like mine that I have for myself are much larger than anyone else can have for me.
You had a conversation with Dennis Houston during practice there, and we were talking about the young receivers coming in here and maybe you haven't gotten to work with some of them and building that relationship. Can you take us behind the scenes a little bit? What are those conversations like during practice as you try and build that rapport and that relationship?
Shoot. I mean, we're having continuous conversations all day long. I can't even refer to necessarily the conversation you're meeting at practice, because it's happening multiple times at practice, whether it be individuals, whether it be a team period, or whether it be in the meeting. So that's just what you have to do when you've got young guys, just to make sure that you're closing in on that gap, and just the chemistry, and just us being comfortable and being on the same page. And as much time as we have together, we're going to continue to talk and communicate and make sure that we're understanding each other.
All right, Dak Prescott with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, having a little fun with you, we're team bonding the same way that you are with your teammates right now. Now, I'm sure you got your own room. You're not having to deal with the roommate situation right now, right?
No, we've passed that.
Okay, yeah. But now because I'm rooming with this guy, okay? So roommate etiquette, the guy who makes his hotel bed every morning, is that serial killer stuff or is that normal?
Oh, that's not normal when you know someone's coming right behind you to do it. especially here at a hotel. So,
okay.
Hey, but you're taking the pressure off of them, so kudos to you.
Amen. Going the extra mile. What's the perfect air temperature right here in Oxnard? Where do you have it set at?
I think mine's set like at 63 or something like that.
Damn, okay, he's going real cold. Broadus, he would ice you out. Broadus, he's been
I get close to icing myself out, but that's the only way to sleep.
Yes. Okay, now when you did have a roommate, okay, and you have the hotel bathroom that you're sharing with one of your teammates, is it on you when you go number two to hit the courtesy flush?
It's always on you to hit the courtesy flush.
Okay.
I think that's just, it's a good gesture.
All right, now what is Dak Prescott's? It is very respectable. What is Dak Prescott's favorite continental breakfast item? Because that's been such an awesome experience doing the continental breakfast every morning. Do you have a personal favorite? Maybe the twisty cereal. Maybe it's the homemade waffle.
Well, homemade waffle is tough, but that's not an everyday thing for me. Definitely gonna go with yogurt.
With the yogurt. Is it the Greek yogurt? It's the protein, right?
Yes, we're the yogurt, and we get a little bit of granola in there. Not a huge breakfast person, so that's a good standard for me.
What is your go-to food?
Seafood, I guess.
Seafood.
I can eat it all.
Okay,
yeah.
What about Korean barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
It's solid.
Okay, so I'm trying Korean barbecue for the first time tonight.
He's got a date tonight. He met a girl last night. He got her number. He's got a date tonight.
Yeah.
We actually need some Dak Prescott first date advice
now.
We might need that.
This is it.
I don't know if Korean barbecue is the place for a first date.
This was her suggestion. This is not on me.
Yeah, well, eat light.
Eat light.
So that courtesy flush is going to come into play later tonight.
So how should I play this? Do you have any advice? Your first date, Korean barbecue, what would Dak Prescott do?
Oh, I mean, you're doing it right by taking her where she wants to go. But play it cool, man. You know what I mean? It's a first date. You know, don't go in looking to get married right away. You know, be friends and see where it goes.
Hey, man, that's great advice right there. Dak Prescott with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Slim and trim, vascular as hell. We know it. You got your trainer here. You're rocking and rolling. What was the hardest thing to give up when you said, you know what, I'm going to be a lean, mean machine this year?
I mean, I'm a guy that thinks you do everything in moderation. I think too much of anything is bad for you. So I can't say I had to necessarily give up a lot. Just had to, you know, calm down on certain things, eat less of this or that. But there wasn't one thing in particular that was hard for me.
Okay, that's incredible. The quarterback answers are amazing here. Did you do a quarterback school of, like, the cliche quarterback school? Because I know we look at all the amazing quarterbacks, like, oh, I'd like to take this from Brady or this from Manning or whatever it is. Is there a quarterback school of, like, this is where you go, these are the cliches you can just lean on, get in and out of a press conference or an interview, boom, unfazed?
I've watched a lot of Peyton Manning interviews in my day, so took some nuggets from him, learned how to say a lot without saying too much, you know?
I feel like I could just dial up just, like, a random team that you got, like, a fiction team right now, and you could give me the scouting report of, like, hey, so team Z's coming to town this week. What scares you about team Z? What do they bring to the table defensively?
They're damn good.
Yeah, they got a lot of talent, obviously. You know, it's gonna be a good matchup, but I'm confident in my guys.
has there been anything surprise you in preparation for team Z this week as you were getting prepared of something that you need to make sure to stay aware of on the field on Sunday?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, you get to watch them on film. I've been watching them all week long, so nothing should surprise me. That just goes to my preparation.
All right, we're getting the wrap sign. Dak, you're a damn
You're the absolute best.
Oh, man. Thank
well
you
done,
guys.
Dak.
No,
appreciate you as always. Best of luck. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you. There he goes, number four for your Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, here on 105.3 The Fan. That was outstanding. All right, we got to run. When we come back, we got around the NFL. More thoughts from Cowboys training camp here on 105.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. It's been another eventful day here in the G-Bag Nation. Just had Jerry Jones and Dak Prescott back-to-back, which was outstanding. Zach Wolchuk had another radio blooper with an attempt at a question. He was very nervous talking with Jerry for the first time.
Wasn't even that nervous. It was just, I screwed myself.
I was borderline pooping my pants, man. I was nervous as hell.
You can tell yourself you weren't nervous.
I was terrified.
The tape says otherwise.
Yeah, I just fumbled the ball.
Eye in the sky don't lie, baby.
Golly, I felt like Deshard Choice against Washington that Sunday night.
Whoa. I thought you were going to say DeMarco Murray.
Don't say that game.
Segment's brought to you by the Glass Doctor. Here's Wolchuk, your top 10 420.
All right, fellas. I started thinking about nicknames because Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs had a pretty cool nickname for the new rookie, George Karloftis. Lucius, I don't know if we have that audio available, but he was talking at the podium about Karlofagus is what he is now referring to George Karloftis. Do we happen to have that available? Perfect. Here he is, Travis Kelce.
We got some dogs up front, man. We got some good guys up in the front line, especially, you know, Karlofagus getting in there, throwing his heavy hands around. And it's just been cool, man. It'll be good when we get Carlos in here and kind of get the whole bunch together.
So Karlofagus, guys, how do you think of that as a sports nickname?
I like it. I would have gone with Sarcophagus if I was going for a nickname. You know, that's a place where you put dead people, right?
The Sarcophagus?
Yeah. Is it? I thought that was the morgue.
They take the bodies to the morgue.
I think Dawson just went a fancier term than the morgue.
Oh, it was the highfalutin morgue.
Yeah, I think he went highfalutin morgue. Yeah.
I like that. I like the what did Kelce do again? What did he say? What did he call him? Karlofagus. I mean, it's one of those. Hey, it's the rookie nickname. It plays on the last name. It's kind of making fun of him a little bit. I think it's good.
I was thinking, what are the top 10 best nicknames in sports history for the 420, the top 10 of 420? You guys have
interesting
one?
Interesting aroma wafting across the tennis court.
I was thinking the same thing.
420.
It smells a little skunky out here.
A little skunky. I promise it was not me or Wolchuk this time, guys.
No, you can't blame
us. It does smell skunky.
But it absolutely does. Do you guys have a go-to sports nickname?
Spud.
Spud Webb?
Yeah, I like that one.
The big unit is always going to be a strong play.
I've always liked Dick Night Train Lane.
Yeah.
Night Train Lane is strong, very strong.
Honorable mentions, we've got Michael Air Jordan, O.J. Simpson, The Juice. How about the Splendid Splinter?
Oh, Ted Williams.
Yes.
Sweetness, Walter Payton.
Yes. Splendid Splinter.
Prime time. I mean, Prime time.
It was a doubleheader here in Chicago. And
Wilt the Stilt, Chamberlain. That's a good one.
Wilt the Stilt.
The Yankee Clipper, Joe DiMaggio. Number 10, though.
The Bambino, Babe Ruth.
The Galloping Ghost.
Red Grange.
Yes, sir. Number nine, we've got the Iron Horse.
Oh, Lou.
Lou Gehrig. Yeah.
Eight, Dr. J. Oh, Julia Servant.
Yeah, Dr. J, yeah.
Dude, you know when it's a legit nickname when that is what he gets called. Like, no one's referring to him as Julius or Julius Irving. It's always Dr. J. Like, that is what you reference him as.
No question.
So that has to – I'm surprised it should be top five.
Play along with us, 877-881-1053. I was able to get that correct, but I couldn't say 1053, the bleeping fan, you schmuck. Gosh, I'm going to beat myself up about this the rest of the week. Number seven, Shoeless Joe Jackson.
I'm sure there'll be more tomorrow to make you forget about that one.
That's true. I might fart myself.
Shoeless Joe Jackson's good. Did he really play with no shoes?
There's no way he played with.
I think he initially did
some fine dirt.
I think he played without shoes initially.
Did he really?
Coming up as a kid, yeah.
Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch coming in at number six is the top 10 sports nicknames of all time. Number five, Willie Mays.
Say hey.
Say hey, kid. That is a pretty cool nickname.
That is good.
It is good. I like the fridge coming in from the 817 yes. and the 830. Ooh. Agent Zero, little Gilbert Arenas action from the 254. Yeah.
AK-47. I don't know if you could even do that anymore.
I think he dropped that one.
I think he probably did.
I think he did.
I didn't give him time. Beast Mode, man. That was maybe my favorite running back of all time right there, Marshawn Lynch. That was amazing. But in our childhood, at any given time, me or my brother could pick up a football around the house and just start going, refrigerator, Perry, refrigerator. And you try to truck the other brother.
Yeah.
Right? You're just running right into him, trying to knock him down, bowling into the end zone.
Oh, that's could so come from good. Anywhere. Yeah, it's unannounced. It's just a surprise. You're getting frizzed. Right
fridge.
Everybody's on the edge of their seat at all times. That's good.
Get out the way.
Ooh, you know, we could do that with the bus, with Jerome Bettis. The bus is coming through. Everybody watch out.
Broadway Joe up
Broadway
there.
Joe's good.
Okay.
Number four, we got Ty Cobb, the Georgia Peach.
And that's number five?
That's number four.
Oh.
Number How about Tall Baller from the G?
Oh, I love Diggler. That. Yes, the Diggler. Number three is Broadway Joe.
There we go. Okay.
Number two, we've got the Babe. George Herman Babe Ruth. Also, the great Bambino, the Sultan of SWAT, the Colossus of Clout. The Colossus of Clout. What a line.
And so good.
Number one, considered the greatest sports nickname of all time. Do we agree?
Marion the Barbarian?
Magic. Irvin Magic Johnson.
Yeah, that's fair. No one's gonna hate on that. Megatron's another good one that gets texted in quite a bit here. The Big Hurt. Let's see. Pudge. Yes, absolutely.
Mean Joe Green. Thanks, Mean Joe.
Get away
from me, kid.
Mr. Butt Fumble. Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez, yeah.
Do they call him Mr. Butt Fumble?
I think so. I mean, I feel like if you or I met him, that's how we'd
say, like, hey, Butt Fumble.
Hey.
Zach and Eric, good to meet you.
Mr. Fumble.
Hey, do you sit while you pee?
I was getting there with Dak. Gosh, all I needed was 60 more seconds with Dak.
You did. You were rolling there. I thought you were going to get there with that one for sure.
Gosh, I was ready.
Hakeem
for that
the
one.
Dream Olajuwon. That one just rolls right off the tongue too.
He was the man, dude. Unbelievable. Olajuwon was great and unbelievable for 2 years, but really there was a 5 or 6 year period injured early, injured late. But outside of Jordan, in my lifetime, I don't know if I've ever seen anybody orchestrate a postseason domination of performance like Olajuwon did those 2 years for the Rockets. Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. When we come back, it's time to go around the NFL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, Nation. It's time to go around the NFL, brought to you by Metter, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. All right, who's got it? Who's got the biggin? Brian brought us.
Well, I don't know if it's the biggin, but we were just talking about nicknames. My favorite nickname from last year's NFL draft, this gentleman got hurt at Saints practice today, and I feel bad for him because I think he's a heck of a football player. And the Saints absolutely love the kid, but it looks like his season's going to be cut short. Smoke Monday is our safety from Auburn that I absolutely love. He was an undrafted free agent from Auburn. Teammates love him. Tyrann Mathieu talks about him as his ability to study, the way he plays, how physical he is. But it looks like that Smoke Monday has suffered a significant
failed drug test.
No, significant knee injury.
Oh,
so he won't be he won't be participating this year. But I absolutely, when you start to talk about nicknames, Smoke Monday as a safety.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great nickname for a big time safety.
So that, so Smoke is not his actual name.
Smoke is his actual name.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, but I say nickname. But when you start to talk about moms and. Dad's like, yeah, what's this kid? Let's call him Smoke.
Gosh.
So, yeah. So, anyway, unfortunate for him. He's a really good kid, good player. But it looks like his season's over for the Saints.
Well, best of luck to Smoke in his recovery and his comeback. Here's Zach Wolchuk with second down.
Oh, boy. We have a first-round pick that's in danger of being cut, and that is Tevin Jenkins, as the Bears are fielding trade offers for the former Oklahoma State offensive tackle. As Tevin Jenkins, who missed 11 games last year for the Bears after he had back surgery, well, now he's been surpassed on the depth chart for a fifth-round pick in the 2021 NFL draft. That's Larry Borum, and now they're like, oh, he's got another injury. I don't know if we can keep this guy around. They need offensive line help there in Chicago. So if the Bears are already shopping around Tevin Jenkins, I think that tells you all you need to know. This guy might be broken. He's 24 years old. Maybe a team's going to take a flyer, but I can't imagine the Chicago Bears are going to be able to get
Oklahoma
much.
State, right?
Absolutely. He was a former Poke.
Yeah, I kind of felt like when I was watching tape of him, he was not one of the more impressive guys. I'm not just saying that because of what the situation is, but I thought for a big man, he caught a ton of blocks. I mean, it wasn't like he played with any physicality. He was like a really, really soft player. So, you know, be honest, it doesn't surprise me that maybe a little bit of a disappointment.
Though. Yep.
Chief, let's get this conversion on third down. What do you say?
Here we go, boys. Probably the best personality in the NFL. I hate that he's in the division, but the fact of the matter is Gardner Minshew is in a class by himself. It's unique. We remember he was stretching in nothing but a jock strap in the locker room before games. That's kind of the thing that he likes to do. The mustache, he's got the cutoff jorts that he rocks and the fanny packs. He refused to take a dump last year during training camp because he felt like he was in a quarterback battle with Trevor Lawrence. Lawrence, remember, he says, we're not doing any number twos right now, including going number two in the bathroom. So he's a little bit constipated. I think he's past that now. But then he's also the guy that tried to break his own hand with a hammer to get an extra year of eligibility in college.
Yeah.
And then I believe he was learning to become a samurai after his grandmother gifted him a sword for Christmas one year as well. So this guy's pretty eccentric, and he's pretty dang fun. And it turns out he spent his entire offseason living in a 1970s-style kind of old-school transport van. Used to transport inmates, okay, from one facility to another. He tricked it out. And he made it the bright orange. He's got the couch in there. There's all sorts of album covers on the walls, plenty of candles, lava lamps, that sort of deal. And it was in Florida, and he basically just posted up. He lived out of this van right outside of the gym that he was training at in Florida for the last 5 months. So he would wake up in the morning. He'd microwave his breakfast. He'd hit the field. He'd get a workout in. And he'd read a couple of books. He had a hammock near a tree, like kind of across the street, that he would chill in a little bit. But basically, for his living conditions, he plugged his bus into. Okay, remember, this is a bus that used to transport inmates. Now Gardner Minshew has pimped it out. He's living in it. He plugged his bus into the gym's. He plugged his bus into the gym's power source to get his refrigerator, his AC unit, and cooking station running. And then to shower, he would use the gym's water supply and his own rinse kit, bathing himself outside in the open wearing nothing but compression shorts.
Okay, that's very interesting. I'm surprised we're just hearing about it now. You know, if he's gone 5 months, I love the idea.
I could see you being.
I would love to do that.
You would do this in a heartbeat.
I would do that, but I would do that while touring around America, right? Just to post up somewhere and do that. That's different. There was a pitcher that did that a couple of years ago. I think he was a member of the Blue Jays. I remember Mike covering him in Baseball Nuggets. This must have been 7 or 8 years ago. I think Madison Bumgarner, like one summer at spring training, did it. And he was, like, practicing rodeoing in a Walmart parking lot.
He had that alter ego.
There's been a number of guys that I think I would just get so bored.
you know,
yeah,
and want a little bit more space to lay out. But a lot of people are choosing to go that route. I follow these people on the TikTok. You know, a lot of people are doing the remote style living a little bit to
Ooh,
save money.
Yeah.
But if you're a pro football player, you don't necessarily need to save money.
Yeah. No, he's just doing it because he's kind of a wild animal.
Yeah.
And I think last year he did do a bit of a bus sort of country tour. I think he did one of those. But this summer he just posted up in Florida, worked out a bunch, and chilled on his van.
Well, good for him.
Microwave
man.
Breakfast. That dude is that's a funny dude right there.
The most interesting guy maybe in the NFL right now. Okay, around the NFL, brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Speaking of quarterbacks, it's not going well for one Carson Wentz in Washington.
Oh, no,
surprise,
don't tell
surprise.
Me that.
Yeah, he threw three interceptions almost back-to-back at yesterday's practice. Back-to-back picks, first to Kendall Fuller and then to Cam Curl. On the second one, Wentz overthrew a 6'5" tight end, Cole Turner, before Curl hauled it in. The next play, Butler intercepted Taylor Heinicke. Then Carson Wentz goes back in, and he was looking for Terry McLaurin, but Bobby McCain jumped the route and picked it easily. So Washington might have a better overall roster than the Cowboys, but chances of them being a better team are going to be significantly handicapped by the quarterback.
Sounds like they might lead the league in turnovers. Maybe the Redskins will lead the league
in turnovers.
It's
the Commanders, okay? Let's not get crazy.
I'm sorry,
here.
Gosh,
I mean, be better. Gosh dang it, we're going to have to dump
you.
That was.
I'm sorry about that. The Commanders
Brian.
Might. You know what? I just had a flashback. But I was thinking about this, that maybe the
Jerry back.
Maybe the Commanders on defense might be a little bit better.
No, they're not going to be better.
And I think you're onto something. With
have you talked to their defensive coordinator?
Jack Del Rio's a nutcase, but there is a chance that Washington could lead the league in turnovers. There's no question they're in the running for it. But that was up until Baker Mayfield joined the same quarterback room as Sam Darnold. Those guys are the league leaders of interceptions dating back to 2018. It's first and second in the sport. It's just going to be an interception.
But we've got to include fumbles, and Wentz is a fumble guy.
Ah, that's a good point. I forgot about the fumbles. That's okay. All right, coin flip then. Panthers or Washington leads the league in turnovers this year?
I think they're going to be fighting, duking it out.
I love it. Around the NFL brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. We are coming back with the Cowboys news of the evening, and we found out why so much journalism is being done about the Cowboys and an extension with Dak Prescott. We'll give you that and the other big headlines out of Oxnard next, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.